Essay 22. I am always surprised by what happens on these walks. I started thinking today, no, nothing was going to come to me, certain of it. Then this. About a mile into the walk, I started skipping. Kid skipping, I mean, the real thing, just like that, for no reason, skipping. Me, who skips? Even kids don't skip anymore. I laughed and laughed. I actually woke up laughing today. I do some days now, a sort of half-awake loopiness lasting 5-10 minutes, sometimes more, between the time I get out of bed and then get on with the business of the day. The longer I can stretch that interlude out, the better for me. I was that kind of loopy when I woke up today. An hour later, there I was, skipping through the leaves. The last time I skipped was about 35 years ago when I wrote the poem, Morning Song 2, that opens yesterday's post. Where in the poem the word kicked is now, it was originally skipped. Because that's exactly what I did that day too. Not the whole way to work, of course, about 2 miles back then, but like today, a few short spontaneous bursts of it. Thrilling. I sent that series of poems, 4 of them, out to West Branch, a very nice Pennsylvania small magazine. Just a few days ago, while I was sitting in the main departmental office waiting for someone, I picked up a journal from a desk beside me. It was, of all things, West Branch, the latest issue, still going. And I read all the poems, still very nice. Maybe that's why I've had this poem on my mind. West Branch took the whole series, except for that one. It was the word skipped that killed the deal for the editors. Seemed too precious, forced. Fake, I suppose. So that poem languished for quite a while. One day, I just changed that word. I'm not sure why. I think I just thought it made the poem too vulnerable, too easy to pick on out there on the playground with the big kids. So I changed it, to mollify them, keep them off it, the ones I mean who would never skip anywhere, anytime, for any reason. I read the poem at a number of readings thereafter, and it always went really well. People liked it. I knew if I had stuck with skipped, they wouldn't. Too precious, forced, fake. Too bad. That poem is all mine now. It was never published and never will be. Later today, I think I will open that file and change the word back. And when I recite the poem in my head, as I do very often because I love that poem, it will be skipped from now on. In honor of today, this new November, half a lifetime later, the elephants done with their work, all the leaves stampeded down, so full of love for everything, even the grand dismantling, so essential to the process of recovery, rebirth, the serene sleep of winter, lean trees gleaming white, lazing away, awaiting the big bang of buds next April, all of it. Without the elephant's great love, none of it happens. So boring, month after month, year after year, the same green trees stuck in playback mode over and over, unable to skip. I've been trying for days now to reach the down path at the end of the upper road Carol and I took most days. There are several down paths in advance of it, tempting, looking like the right one to someone who hasn't gone that way for 9 months. I kept taking those in sequence, realizing about 20 yards down, oops, not far enough yet. Some kind of resistance, something keeping me from going all the way to that end point. I wanted to, day after day. The next one, this is it, oops, wrong. Today, I was determined to keep going. Then it was there, the great sudden opening into that huge green tabletop field, like coming into heaven. I had forgotten about this field completely, was astonished to see it, remember it, really. Saw it again today like it was Carol coming back to meet me. Couldn't believe it. So beautiful. The whole of the blue sky like a huge 360-degree dome overhead, the level green of the grass, acres of it laid out in front of me. I'm not kidding, like heaven. I ran through the opening in the fence and into the field like I was crossing a finish line. I was crossing a finish line, back to where we left off 9 months ago, together, traversing this field on our way back down to the car. I stood in the middle of that field, hands raised to the sky, smiling. As I say in the poem that closes the essay I wrote last spring, so wide, no one, not even her, could ever hope to resist. I jogged in place, my rocky moment, made it. I said last spring I would never pen a posthumous pan to Carol, because to commodify her in that way would betray what she meant to me. And if you have made it this far, I hope you know I haven't done that, or at least that what I've done has been careful, clean. That essay I said back then was about only one thing, which is me, a line from one of John Perryman's dream songs. So are these. I think she would like it that way. She hated to be looked at, the center of attention. If I did that to her now and I'm lucky enough to see her again on the other side, she would take me to task for it. I hope she knows in every fiber of her being that she is everything, the whole story to me. Carol met me here, right here, at the top of this world, in this great green field, me, just the way I am, a mess more often than not. Just like you have seen me here, wild, out in the ozone, but good enough for her, the way I am, to love everything. I said last spring, I was the luckiest man in the world for the 32 years I got to spend with her. And then I wasn't. Now, I know I still am. What's not there and what is was how I divided things up back then. Now it's what's not there and still is. Time is a delusion. Our conventional ways of orchestrating it, all that coming and going, then and gone, perpetual sequence, silly. It's all there. Now, everything. Everything now. I know that, here, now, the top of the world, this great green field, sun so bright, blue sky, my arms raised to the heavens, all the leaves down, the elephants settling down for winter, dreaming their dreams or mine. Love everything. Yes, love everything.